use information wisely, because the same information I have access to, despite being in grassroots community, the same information some people have access to in Lagos, Abuja, New York, everywhere, and some people took advantage of it. Some people just see it as just a mere piece of information. I think use that information wisely. And what we do with information is what matter. Information is just information. So you don't use it wisely, if you don't use it mindfully, it will just remain information.
Hello guys, you're welcome to this episode of the Innovate Show. This is the 10th episode of the show, and it's a really special episode for me because I've had the opportunity to learn and to also create something that is valuable to you guys and something that you guys really enjoy. I'm really very appreciative of the feedback and comment that I've been getting and the fact that you guys tune in and listen to the show all the time. I'm very, very happy, and I also want to say thank you to you guys. This is the 10th episode. Well, I believe that we're still going to get to our goal, which is like the 20th episode. So I'm looking forward to that, and I also believe that this is very nice for us. This episode, I find it to be like very special to me and very interesting, because the person that I'm going to be interviewing is someone that I really, really connect with. I just met this person recently, and not recently anyways, I just met the person for the first time physically, and our conversations were just amazing and they were very inspiring for me. I also believe that you guys also find this episode interesting as well. I interview Abubakar Balogun, who is a center manager at Preco Academy. Preco Academy is a non-profit organization that helps young children to build innovative materials in their community. One thing that really inspired me and I really found so interesting about Abu is the fact that Abu has grown and developed himself because of his access to YouTube. I've not seen anybody be so conscious about their development through YouTube. YouTube has been one of his biggest assets for his development. Abu has used the learnings that he has derived from YouTube to build skills in programming, to build robots, to build ATM machines, to learn how to design, and so also travel all across Africa. And I believe this is something that you guys can really learn from. So let's jump straight into the conversation.
To start, I want you to, like, I know who you are, but I want you to, like, introduce yourself to, like, people listening on the show.
So, hi everyone, my name is Abubakar Balogun. I am working for a non-profit organization that work in grassroots community. So we have identifying talents and in youths and children, and we help them nurturing them. We provide them the necessary tools and material needed for them to grow their creativity and make them relevant in foreign markets.
So what's the name of this non-profit or community organization?
It's Preco Academy.
Okay. Personally, Mr. Abubakar has been someone that we just met recently, like physically. Let me not say we just met recently, or we just got to interact physically for the first time, I think this week, I believe. I've always known you through one of our friends and also through social media. Like, so when we were interacting, you were telling me things that I've done, and I was like, wow. I don't think I've kept record of myself that far, but like, it was pretty interesting. And then we started having conversations about our growth and development. So I just want to ask you, when did you start like this, your conscious growth of development? How did the journey start for you? Because I know you've worked with a lot of companies, you've done a lot of things. I just want you to give us like a background of how you started, what inspired you, and what you're currently working on.
Yeah, it's happened after I finished my secondary school. Even before that, I'm someone who is inventive. I love making things. I love using what people consider as a trash, as a waste, to create something that will wow them. So when I finished my secondary school, I was at home. I did not get admission to school. So I was looking for opportunities. I was looking for a way to make these talent become materialized. That's why I joined Pre-Cool Academy just 2 months later after I finished my secondary school. And since then, I work on various projects such as car tire. I've used car tire to make chairs. I've used carton and some electronic component to make robots. I use so many things. I make hydraulic robots that will be powering with water and syringe. Yes, which is used in the hospital. So most of what I do, use waste just to create something that amazes me and and other people.
So what actually spurred you to start? I used to tell people my own story when it comes to design, that one day I just saw somebody using I think CorelDRAW or Photoshop, and from there I just had this spark of curiosity to create things. For you, what was that spark of curiosity? Like, was it that you already knew from birth, or like you already have like this environment where you see people building stuff? So like, what was that spark for you?
Yeah, it's because I joined an organization that we share a common interest, a common goal. Pre-Cool Academy's goal is to make use of what we have in our community to empower us to build what we don't have. And I as a person, this is what I actually want to do. This is what I dreamt of doing. I've been doing that when I was a little boy. I remember using shoe. We use it to make tire, and something very creative. We use bamboo to make motor that we'll be riding on the street. So this is something that I usually remember, and I don't want this talent to die. I believe that I can be celebrated for this, for just doing what I've been doing when I was a little boy. So I think the curiosity began when I was young, and it's not only me, just like every other children in grassroots community. So we don't have money to buy toys. Our parents don't have money to buy us toys, and we were left with no choice but to make it ourselves. So we work together, we collaborate, we go to the forest to cut down trees, and we go on the streets surfacing the gutter to find some useful material that will help us do that cars, everything. So that's how the curiosity began.
Okay, so definitely show you guys how to profile your own solutions, since you have limited resources. And speaking of limited resources, another thing that I find very interesting about you is your love for YouTube. I have friends that used to speak about this, that anytime they come to Pre-Cool Academy and they meet you, you're always on YouTube and you're always trying to access opportunities there. And I've talked about this in maybe my first or second episode on the show, about how we're in this type of age where information is just free. So I just wanted to speak into you using YouTube and how YouTube has been like a major part of development for you, most especially in building skills.
Yes, since I've known YouTube, I started using YouTube in December 2017. That's when I have access to computer and the internet. So, and since then, YouTube has become the best teacher I've ever encountered. And my relationship with YouTube has never, at a certain point in time, not been fantastic. So I'm also grateful for the creators whom I've never met, but spent hours painstakingly piecing up this information together and ensure that it's available for free for public use. So YouTube, as a person, I am somebody who built his life around YouTube. Everything I learn from the way I speak, from what I do, everything comes from YouTube. You know, I'm living in a grassroots community where there are very few people, YouTube is the only way for me to learn, to really learn, because there are no more people who can do what I wanted to learn. There are few people who can do what I wanted to do. So. And who can actually do better? But there are creators on the YouTube who are the master of their own craft. So, and if I have access, which is I have access, which is the internet and the computer. So, and that's how I take advantage of that. That's how I maximize the opportunity.
So that was actually very good. Looking at the fact that a lot of people nowadays, especially with this whole COVID, like a lot of people spending their resources on buying courses. And I think I had one of my friends discussing with me yesterday. I was like, you see people charge very high, huge amount of money for a particular information that if they spend up to like 12 hours on YouTube, they can get this information. And now that you're even presenting that, look, YouTube has been my major source of development. That is very good. So when you mean by a major source of development and YouTube contributing to who you are, can you like tell us some of the things that YouTube has done for you, some of the skills that it has done for you, some of the rewards that YouTube has provided for you as well?
Yes, I can say, first of all, when I started using YouTube, what I used YouTube to learn was how to speak, because as a person who wants to go places, there are certain skill, that general skill that you have to have, such as communication. So I spend hours on YouTube watching TED videos and mastering how people are speaking their body language. And also, I also watch Toastmasters speech. So that's the beginning of my learning on YouTube. Yes, that's the beginning of my learning on YouTube. And over time, I started searching how to, for example, what I used to do when I was a little boy, such as how to build a car with cartoon, everything that I used to do. I started searching it again. So, I'm happy that people like from other places have done something similar to what I wanted to do. So, I will just watch the video, and there's material. There's the same material that they use can be found in my community as well. So that's how I was able to develop interest to really start using YouTube effectively. So I watched the video several times, and we try to build what they build. For example, most of the things that I do. The hydraulic robots that I built in 2017 was from YouTube. From YouTube. I watched it on YouTube and I do it by myself. So it's like watching somebody like doing something. They don't show their face, but they show the action, how they are doing things. So, and that's what I'm looking for. So I just do what they do, and over time I improvise on that idea, maybe trying to add something that will make it more dynamic, that will make it more a little interesting. Maybe building a robot that we, instead of working alone, maybe it can talk. So I don't just imitate what the creator do. I also improve on the idea.
You also apply your own initiative,
yeah,
your own sense.
Yes.
Yeah. So what are some of the major projects that you've worked on right now? Like some of the inventions that you're able to create.
Yeah, we are staying on the invention. I also work on something that are intangible, such as I also develop some skills that are intangible, such as graphic design, programming, and as even photography, almost anything, almost everything that I've watched, like almost everything that I'm interested in, I've developed. I've watched video about that, and I know how to do it. So, some of the projects I've built, some of my, it's not my invention, but I can, let me just say project, because I was not the one that invented the project, that invented the that idea or that project. So, like I said, I built bamboo bed, which we used to accommodate our visitor, bamboo bed, which they will sleep on. Although it was almost done, but we faced some challenges because there were no tools for us to really make that bed usable. So we ended up destroying it again. But I also like built tire, another different tire project. I use bamboo. Some of the video I watch on YouTube, they use bamboo to make chair. So, and I have bamboo in my community too. So I made that same chair. I made ATM toy with carton and some DVD motor that you can put money there at it will dispense money.
Wow.
And I also built some Arduino projects such as smart dustbin that we open by itself without touching it, without pressing any button. You just get there and it will open by itself. Then you dump the reviews there and we close.
And are you sure this is all from YouTube? All from YouTube?
This is 100% from YouTube.
Wow. 100% from YouTube. Wow. Because so how do you go about it? I don't understand. Is it that I'm not just aware of how search is being done on YouTube? I don't know. Like, how do you go? You just go on the search button and type whatever you're looking for, and you just find resources on it.
Yeah, I think it all began from interest. When you look at your surrounding, maybe you see something that is wasting. Maybe you see too much plastic all around, and maybe you have idea of what you can do with it, but you also want to see other things. You also want to see people idea of how they recycle this plastic. So I would go onto YouTube and search maybe 10 ways to recycle plastic, 10 ways to use plastic bottle. And I believe people who have also thought the same thing, who thought the same thing and have solution for that, I've posted that on YouTube. So, and that's how I'm able to search and have access to that specific information.
I find that very amazing and very, very interesting. And I believe that anybody listening to this should begin to realize that, look, guys, YouTube is a free resource for you to use to build whatever. Yes. If you can go ahead to build these amazing inventions, it's beginning to reshape my thinking on how I'm going to be accessing information. I'm definitely going to start contributing YouTube, because I have always been, I think a lot of my teachers used to just like clamor on, look, once you are looking for information, find paid information. But sometimes even the paid information, most times, you know, they may just teach you on the surface compared to like if you can use YouTube to control your own learning and you can determine if you want to go in depth or you just want to go through the surface. Okay, I think that's very interesting. Another thing I want to talk about is, so for you personally, one thing I noticed about you is that you have like this, aside like you having curiosity, like you have this daring spirit. When you came for visit, I was like just observing you, and I saw the way you approached questions, you approached people, like you were not scared. Like, don't you feel very intimidated? Like, or don't you experience this sense of what do they call this? I don't know if imposter syndrome. Don't you have all of this?
Yeah, imposter syndrome. Yeah. Thank you so much for asking that question. It's actually one of my biggest fear to talk to people, especially publicly. And one thing that helped me overcome this is actually YouTube. So in 2016, 2017, I cannot speak English. I cannot speak English. Even though I've just graduated from secondary school, you know, graduate school, they are not as better as the city. So my English is not very well. So that's where I learned English through YouTube. And also, like I told you earlier, I watched that video, and I also watch some. There are some useful channel. There are some interesting channel that I watch. And what to say, what not to say, how to behave when with people. So, and I don't just watch this video and leave. I try to internalize the lesson. I bring this idea into my surrounding. I have people with me who are also into self-development. So whenever we're having a conversation, I will use most of what I've learned on YouTube and apply it in real life. So that's why I was able to overcome the fear of public speaking. So I don't think I can be anywhere where I will be having, I'll be nervous of to speak or ask any question. So yes, so I was able to overcome this just like 2018.
No.
So and YouTube is only platform I will give credit to, because that's where I learn. I watch video and I practice what I learn. I don't just watch. I internalize the lesson.
Well, so you don't feel like what you've done. You don't believe what you've done. You believe that you're in this conscious state of development all the time.
Can you ask that question again? I'm sorry.
No, I was speaking about imposter syndrome. Like, don't you feel as an imposter anytime? Like, you're always feeling good all the time.
Yeah. Yes, I felt like I have this sense of imposture sometimes, because even though I've learned so much on YouTube, I've spent like hundreds of hours watching video on specific topics, such as maybe design. I spent 100 hours and I've practiced it. I also spent several hours practicing it and become good at it. And even though, yes, I still have this imposture that I'm not good enough. Like, I'm not good enough. And there's so much I can do. I can do a lot better. And that's the imposture. Even though I know I can design something, when the opportunity
arises.
When the opportunity comes, when the opportunity arises, I usually have this imposture that, oh, I'm not good enough. And people who are here are better than me, are miles away. So they are miles ahead of me. So that's the imposture that I have. But like I said, I'm overcoming that. I've watched videos, I've accessed some materials. So I'm overcoming that. I no longer see my. And also, even though I have this imposture, sometimes I also don't want to be, the opposite of imposter syndrome is Dunning-Kruger effect, where people have this superior sense of superiority over things that they don't know. So I also try to balance that, these two complexity. I try to balance them. I try to be in between, being humble on what I know. So yes, so I think that's how I can describe this. And I'm not trying to be fumble. I try to be humble. So there's no to know, and also I want to move from thinking like I can't do this. I'm not equipped with this skill. I'm not equipped with. I'm not strong enough to do this. So I move from that thought to yes, I can. From yes, I can. And why not? So, and I also like I stay in between. I haven't crossed this threshold of yes, I can do anything. I can do anything. I always like give my room for improvement. Like I can grow. I can grow. There's a lot. So that's how I was able to overcome imposter syndrome and also keep my ego down.
Okay. If there's one thing I know about you is that I can do spirits, because when we were talking Like you, when I was asking you, can you do this? You're like, I can't do it. Like, wow. My mind was just blown away. Like even to, like even you even have like basic knowledge. Like I know some of the things you didn't have, you weren't so in depth about it, but like you had basic knowledge and I was like, that's actually very good. Even in that mindset of I can do it is very good as well. I also want to speak, I think this is not the last question, but like this is going to be second to the last question, and it's about COVID. I know coronavirus kept like almost the whole world down and it affected a lot of people. I want to ask, like, what has been like your biggest lesson during this lockdown?
My biggest lesson during the lockdown is that there's people we always when recession comes, the economy will go down, but some people will always succeed at this in this economy, during this economy downturn. People will always find a way to succeed, and that's a lesson. So I want to be part of those people who take the advantage of recession and make my life better, make my life, turn my life around. So I've seen people during the recession earning a lot better than they used to during the COVID-19. So I think that's like biggest lesson for me. And I also learned the importance of my family, because as COVID-19 becoming more scary, the cases are rising every day. So almost everyone, the biggest thoughts on our head is, am I going to die? Is this the end of the world? So this also makes me value my family a lot. So we engage in more deep discussion. It teaches me about the importance of family. So I'm more closer to my family than I used to. So those are my lessons.
Okay. I think they are very valid lessons as well, because one of my teachers also used to talk that when there's recession, it's not as if like money disappears in the country, it's just that money shifts direction. Like you said, it's going to be very better for everyone to position themselves in where that money is, so you can make a lot from it. Then also your talk about family as well, it's very important. I also, because it's been like for over a year, I didn't stay with my parents. Even when the lockdown started, I didn't stay with them. Even also when I moved again to Lagos, I didn't stay with them again until like some few months back. Like I started staying at home from August. And I think that period allowed me to value them the more, because I don't know, maybe because I had time to see everybody, see their advantages and see their disadvantages, and so just very cool as well. So my final question is, if there's one advice that you want to give out to any young person that wants to build any skills, what advice would that be?
I think building it on through YouTube, through online, right? Through YouTube. So my advice for people who want to build skill, maybe through YouTube, without like not buying courses, but through free materials, is to always find reason, always have a motive for learning something. So let your motive strong, have a strong motivation for really want to learn something, and know how to filter information, know specific thing you want to learn. So find enough information before you even begin. So if you want to learn how to design a logo, instead of going directly into Photoshop and using Photoshop Pen 2 or using Selection 2, why not go directly into Adobe Illustrator? So I think find enough information, and also use information wisely, because the same information I have access to, despite being in grassroots community, the same information some people have access to in Lagos, Abuja, New York, everywhere, and some people took advantage of it. Some people just see it as just a mere piece of information. I think use that information wisely. And what we do with information is what matters. Information is just information. So if you don't use it wisely, if you don't use it mindfully, it will just remain information. And whatever you do, when you're developing a skill, just practice, because we only become, you can't watch 100 hours of video on YouTube and assume that you are good. So practice not until when you get things right, but practice until when you will never get things wrong. So keep practicing and reward yourself emotionally, reward yourself, and always encourage yourself. And so that's my advice. Always encourage yourself. Give yourself emotional reward, and don't, like, you can share your project when you do one project, no matter how ugly or beautiful it is. Be happy about it. Be happy about your progress. So when you share your first project on, maybe for example, Facebook or to somebody else, as a beginner, you'll feel like what you've done is a big deal, but to them, it's just something they've done 20 years ago, so they won't really value it. So value your own progress and continue practicing, and until you know you are good, and even when you know you are good, just keep practicing. So practice is everything. Practice is the fundamental core of mastery.
Practice makes perfection.
Yes, practice makes perfection.
Yeah. So how can people reach out to you? If people want to connect with you, how can they get across to you?
So I'm available my Gmail, Abubakar Abzinobalogun @gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook, Abubakar Balogun. And I'm also on Instagram, Abubalo, @Abubalo. Mm-hmm. I'm on Twitter as well, @DearAbubalo. So whichever platform, I'm always there, and I'll be happy to answer all the question and all the feedback. So yes, so yeah, those are the platforms I can be reached out to.
Okay, I think that's quite fantastic. I also want to appreciate you for making our time to be on the show. Yeah. I know that you're very busy, and we also had to reschedule this call as well. Yeah. And you've given me up to 40 minutes of your time, and all I can say is thank you very much. Thank you for coming here to come and share your knowledge. Thank you for passing this type of information. And I believe it's going to be very important for people listening to this as well.
Yeah. Yes, thank you so much for inviting me. And I really believe that internet should not be perceived as a tool for distraction. I think it should be seen as an emblematic of development. So we should be using it wisely. So for those people who think maybe YouTube is for just meme video, music, and maybe they've learned about somebody, or they've seen somebody, they've heard somebody who is using it mindfully. So thank you so much. Thank you once again. It's fantastic to be on your show.
So there you have it. I do hope you enjoyed this episode, and stay tuned for the next one. Remember, the goal of the show is to empower you into tech and help you stay relevant in it. We're definitely going to continue the conversation on our Instagram page at The Innovate Show, so you can follow up there. Please do leave a review for the show and make sure to share to everyone. For more information on how you can participate on the show, send an email to innovateshow@gmail.com. Thanks once more for listening, and remember, education is the path to a sustainable life.